At its expressive peak, Bach played as only Segovia can play it.
Thank you. Thank you.
featuring the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, this has been the afternoon concert. A full hour of... The WQXR String Quartet has performed La Oración del Torero, the String Quartet No. 2 by Joaquin Turina.
Diddle-dum-dee-dee-da-dee, wiggle up your diddle-dum-dee. Where are you and where are me? Twiddle-dum-dee, the ding-dum-tree. Oh, no. Scarce-rumpo. There be well up your diddle-dum-tree. I now humpty be humpty dum in your tiddle-dum tree. Oh, that's the way the world is. Sing along, that's the way the world is. People in the middle squashed all around. All of them in the center. Not make a sound. Oh yes, sitting in the middle of the gum tree. Gum tree, sitting in the middle of the gum tree. Tree. Where's the winter gone? Gone, gone round the mountainside. Lost, lost. Where's all the summer gone? Gone down into the earth below, south. Where do all the years go? Wrapped around the baby's toe. Walk in the middle of around that night. Sit in the moonlight. Stand in the sunlight. Walk around and around that night. Sing a little song and then it is light. Another day dawning, sitting up the night. Another day dawning, another day's light. Round, round, round we go. Round goes around, round, round, round. Did you ever see a man going this way and that way? Did you ever see a man go this way and that? This way and that way. This way and that. Did you ever see a man go this way and that? Up and down the life he lives, climb the ladder up the top. Up and round the life he lives, climb the ladder around to the top. He walks so fast, he runs so fast, he gets so old, he gets so fat. Did you ever see a man go this way and that? Did you ever see a lady go this way and that? Oh, women go round and round the town, and the men go up and down. Men go up the ladder and they fall right down. The wind go round and round the town, race around into the door, look around and buy some more. But the men go up and the men go down, they always forget to see the town. Great towns built by men, strong hands. Great towns built by men, strong hands. Raising up the ladder, down the ladder, always forget to race around, 'cause it doesn't matter.
Brittle Pratt, and there she sat, one knee and the other on her lap. Brittle Pratt, and there she sat, she laughed hard and she never got fat. Where does the morning end? Where is the beginning? When does the night end? When does it start? Hear the grinding of the heart now. Where did it stop and where did it start? Don't mind the sounds now. They're only listening in. One sound, another sound, all listening in. Where bygone's the night? The night left. And there you sat. Where bygone's the day now? Night is gone and there I sat, twinking on the trees. The stars shine on me. Riddle on the night long through. Blessed be the many, I am of the few. Whereon long sat the night, deadly on its traveling flight. Many are the we who want to be. Many are the few who only knew. Long sat the night, and aged on me grew. On went the day, while many may pay for a night's spent check, the morning's wreck. Here sit all nothing, hopping on the night, fishing for the bite. Who be you not? This is what's taught. This is what's fought. Striggle on, for laid upon the wet lace tree, song of unrest, written by me, traveled on drips of wet pain, grits on grain adown the drain. Here's for nothing, my best in all. Here's for nothing, my son grows tall. Daughter in the whippersnatch, she'll be a very good catch. Fiddle on the night through long. I can't talk, but here's a song. Once upon a time, there was an owl who didn't know anything. When all the animals used to come to him and ask many questions about the world, he didn't know the answers. He didn't know anything. And he used to sit on the top of a tall tree with a rose vine wrapped... No, there's no such thing as a rose vine. With two roses pinned upon his feathers and a funny look upon his face, and he would try to think, but he couldn't think of anything because he didn't know nothing, anything, nothing. And one day the deer came up to him and he said, "Why do I have such long antlers?" And the wise old owl looked at him and he frowned a little bit, and a funny little smile came on him. And he said nothing. And the deer went away thinking, "He must mean that I have to think for myself. He's a very wise old owl." And then one day, the chipmunk came up to him, and he said, "Why must I always hunt for food and never plant like the farmers do?" And the wise old owl ruffled up his feathers, put a little frown on his face, and he said nothing. And the little chipmunk went away thinking, "He must want me to find out for myself. He's a very wise old owl." And one day, along came a bear. And the bear went up to the owl and he said, "Oh, wise old owl, would you tell me why must I always love honey? And the wise old owl looked down at him. He said, and nothing more. And the old bear walked away thinking, he must be a very wise old owl. He wants me to think for myself. And off he went. And so the animals came and went. And each one the old owl said nothing to. And one day there was a large meeting of all the animals in the forest. And they all got together and began to talk. Why? The old owl said nothing to them. And lo and behold, they all thought the same thing, that he must want them to think for themselves. And they all said, he must be a very wise owl indeed. And they all said, let us call him amongst us and tell him what we have all thought. So they called the wise old owl, and he came. They had to lead him in because it was daylight, and the wise old owl can't see a thing in the day. They led him into the middle of the wide circle, and they said, oh, how wise you are. You have said nothing to us. And now we are all learning to think for ourselves. The chipmunk has decided there's no reason why he has to hunt for food. He's going to plant his own food like the farmer. And the antler says, well, he knows why he has the antlers. It's for fighting. And he decided not to fight anymore. And he's going to take his antlers off. And the old bear said, oh, he knows why he hunts for honey. He's going to go to the nearest psychiatrist because it's a thing with him, so he can be cured. And the wise old owl looked at all of them, and he laughed in a very owly way. And he opened his mouth, and they all thought, oh, he's going to say something very wise. And he looked at them, and he said, I have changed my mind. I used to think I was stupid. But now I know I'm very wise, because you are all so stupid to think that I am so wise. He said, I am not wise, and I don't know anything. And that's why I didn't speak to you before. Well, all the animals were so surprised to find out this fact from the owl that they all thought, well, we must be very stupid indeed, because the wise old owl said so. And they said, we will not plant, we will not go to the psychiatrist, we will not cut off our horns. We will do just as we were doing before we thought, and thought we were so wise to think, because the wise old owl we thought was wise, and that made us wise, and we are not. He says now we're stupid. However, if we are stupid, like he says, that would make him wise. Or if he is not wise, like he says he is not, then what does it make us? And they became so confused by all of this thinking that they all decided to do the very same thing they've always been doing and keep it a secret, that they knew how to think at all. And so now the only people in the whole world that think that the wise old owl is wise are people, because whenever they ask him anything, he says nothing. But then you see, the people think that because they are very stupid. And the wise old owl is truly very wise, you know, for he knows nothing. Now, can you tell me, are you wise or are you stupid? And is the old owl wise or is he stupid? And are all the animals in the world wise or are they stupid? And what about the people? Now, that was just the beginning of my stories. I have many more, but I cannot tell them tonight because it's getting very late. And this is the continuation of the stories that I'll teach you about the world of tomorrow and yesterday. Oops.